From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of UN peacekeeping missions, Hervé Ladsous, told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He spoke of the casualties after 5 days of fighting, which ended Tuesday with a tentative ceasefire.
It does seem that numerous civilians have been killed. The initial government figures report that at least 272 have been killed, including 33 civilians. But I would believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg, giving alarming reports indicating that over the last few days, many civilians were barred from reaching safer grounds, including the compounds of the United Nations.
Ladsous warned of the potential renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force to secure Juba, allowing the country's unity government to get on with its work. In the capital, special UN representative to South Sudan and head of the UN mission, Ellen Margrethe Loge, met Wednesday with President Salva Kiir.
As I have done publicly during the last couple of days, I urge everybody to lay down the gun and respect the ceasefire that His Excellency the President has directed, and the First Vice President has approved to.
Meanwhile, as foreign nationals continue to flee, the U.S. sent in nearly 50 troops to protect Americans and the U.S. embassy. A news agency supporting Islamic State says that Abu Omar al-Shishani, known as Omar the Chechen, was killed near the Iraqi city Mosul. The U.S. Defense Department in March said Shishani had been likely killed in a U.S. airstrike. This is VOA News.